This is the time in the NFL season when better teams begin playoff runs, while others resign themselves to thinking about next year. The Oakland Raiders are among the disappointments, a year after playing in the Super Bowl. Adding to their troubles, CBS reported this week that four of the Raiders tested positive for steroids. One team that has done surprisingly well this season has been the Kansas City Chiefs. Commentator Peter Richmond says the Chiefs have succeeded because of their coach.
They're 9-1, and they're doing it behind Dick Vermeil, who's a player's coach. He pays attention to making his guys happy. He put a pool table in the locker room. He lets them eat on the road by themselves, which are little things that matter. More importantly, as he did when he had the St. Louis Rams, he's built a huge offensive line, and his running back, Priest Holmes, who looks the part with a white turtleneck, runs behind these big guys. They're compiling much yardage and much points. The star here is a little kick returner named Dante Hall, who's electrified the league. The first time ever a returner has people so excited. Kansas City isn't the best team out there, but they've got a very easy schedule, and they'll probably make it pretty deep into the playoffs.
The Chiefs got beat by, of all people, the Cincinnati Bengals, who are a football team again.
They're no longer the Bungles. This is a team. A year ago, the city was contemplating suing the team for fielding an uncompetitive team and breaking the terms of the stadium
lease. Impersonating football players.
And now, a year later, they have a new coach, Marvin Lewis. They love him. He redecorated the weight room and threw out all the pictures of the old Bengals so as to sever ties to the past. And basically, he's turned the team around enough so that they're 5-5. And they're in first place for the first time since the Elder Bush administration. They'll probably make the playoffs. It's a great thing for the city.
Not in first place are the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers have fallen to that malady known as post-Super Bowl syndrome, where when you win a championship, the next year every team is going for your jugular. Their vaunted defense collapsed. They haven't won two games in a row, and they're riddled by dissension. They've become a team of personalities. Warren Sapp was fined by the league for dancing through the Indianapolis Colts pregame warm-ups. But that's nothing compared to Keyshawn Johnson, the receiver who once wrote a book called Just Throw Me the Damn Ball. This year, Coach John Gruden is not throwing him the ball enough. And this week, Gruden took the unheard-of step of benching Keyshawn for the rest of the year for being so much of a dissension in the locker room. It's going to cost the Buccaneers $500,000 a week, but a total of $3 million to force Keyshawn not to play, which is never a good sign.
Why are so many of these millionaires unhappy?
You know, I think it's the blurring of the line between entertainment and sport. Increasingly, in the last few years, the NFL has marketed itself as entertainment. And I think when you market yourself as entertainment, you encourage ratings behavior. And that translates into on-field celebrations and off-field outrageous comments. The result is that on many teams, far more than ever before, players are voicing their dissatisfaction with a coach, with a teammate, with a playing condition. It will be interesting to see what the ramifications of this benching of Keyshawn are, because it's so radical. It might put the Buccaneers back in line and send a signal across the league, or it might backfire, wherein the players, who are pretty much running the show by now, say, you can't sit a man down. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine and covers the NFL for Morning Edition.